You ready?
Yep.
All right. Hello and welcome to episode 51 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. We got Ray with us once again. We might actually have to add his name into this or come up with a new name for the show soon, huh?
Yeah, I'm not here that often.
Not that often. It's not often you're not here, dude.
Yeah.
So I heard you went to the gun show.
Yes.
Did you manage to buy some illegal firearms without a background check or any of that?
Nah, I ain't getting nothing like that.
No.
I got a little bet. I just wanted to get one.
So you don't spill oil when you clean your gun?
Yeah, on the table.
Yeah, I've never used one before. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, also, I got some rounds that come in the bag now. Cheaper.
Really? Not the box?
Yeah. No, not the box. Yeah. But,
was that a 40?
40 and 45.
Boom! Look at that. I saw that through a camera lens and picked out the caliber of that sucker.
Yeah, I got two magazines for my AR.
Oh!
Yeah.
What are those? How many rounds they hold?
Normal capacity.
Normal rounds. Capacity. Was that 20, 30?
30. Because that's right. Normal. And I also got myself this little bad boy.
What's that? Oh, a laser.
Yeah. $25 for it. Like, hell yeah. And it fits my gun too.
Yeah, it's neat, but I don't know. I don't think a laser is the best idea, typically speaking.
Yeah, but I was one.
No, it is cool. Like, it sounds like a ton of fun, especially for a target prick. Actually, the most fun part of that sounds like sighting it in to make sure it's accurate.
Oh, well, the only thing sucks when laser, you point at it and you can see where you're shaking. Like, oh, shit, I'm shaking.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, that's why you get do you have a bipod for this thing?
No.
Why not, dude? That sounds like fun too, doesn't it?
Yeah. And some new earmuffs because I got a new range bag and stuff. So
That plot of land you have.
Oh, yeah.
Is it deep? Is it enough property that you could fire a weapon legally without breaking any?
They do a lot of hunting, but I cannot do target practice.
You take an AR-15 hunting? You take an AR-15 hunting?
You can, yeah.
Do you hunt with an AR-15?
I mean, I don't hunt with AR-15. I got a.
Oh, okay.
No, but I said there's people that hunt in the fall time. You hear rounds going off in the background and stuff. Everybody's hunting. You know.
Yeah, and that's actually why I think we should allow suppressors back in the United States. People seem to think that these make guns silent, like in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could shoot a man in his bed and his wife won't wake up. That's not what happens. All it does is make sure that a neighbor 3 miles away doesn't wake up because you shot a deer at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know? I don't think people realize how loud a 30-06 is when that sucker fires.
Yeah, that's my rifle I got for hunting. But
if you're deer hunting, you're probably shooting a 30-06. That's why I was like, what are you hunting with? AR-15 is a 3.32, isn't it?
No,
or 223?
223.
Yeah, not a particularly huge round.
No, it's just compared to the regular round, there's actually less grain on the AR-15, with the 223 and the 5.56, then actually a bullet.
Well, yeah, it's not designed to take down a deer, you know?
Yeah,
so it doesn't need that massive powder charge.
Yeah, the 5.56 is only like 50 grain, 55 grain, and the 45 ACP is 230 grain. So, yeah, it's a lot heavier.
An AR will fire accurately. I'm just guessing Brian's fathom. 200 yards maybe accurately if you're good?
Yeah.
You got yourself a 30-06, like an M1 Garand.
Mm.
That's over a quarter of a mile you could fire accurately with minimal training.
Yeah.
It's just it's unbelievable the powder charge behind some of these weapons. And those are the ones that people say are completely safe and fine because they're for deer hunting and stuff. It's like, that bull will go through that person and through three more people.
Yeah, just people are just intimidated by the look. That's all. And don't understand how it works, too. You show up here, a person, an M14 and AR-15 is going to be like, oh, the AR-15 is scary looking down, but even though the M14 does almost the same thing, you know. I think it's actually more accurate too. M14. Anyways,
let's talk about what we actually got here to talk about today. I was just excited you went to the gun show.
Oh yeah, like hell yeah, go to the gun show. Oh shoot, gotta close this thing.
I can still hear you.
We lost his video.
There we go. I can see you, Brian.
Oh boy.
Hey, what's this Fathom note taker you got here?
It's a new Zoom has apps that you can add to your Zoom now. And this is going to supposedly take like notes of our, it's going to transcribe our show.
Okay.
Yeah, let's have this written down.
This is going to close caption us basically, or?
No, it's just going to create a show log of what we talk about during the show.
Oh, so you'd be like, if you want to hear this topic, jump to this page.
Very interesting. Well, you got something in here that I got on the list that
I thought we were talking about guns first.
Sure. Yeah, well, we've been talking about guns for a minute. What else you want to talk about guns for? You got something else you want to bring up?
You had something you want to talk about.
No, I was just interested about his trip to the gun show.
Oh, okay.
People are always going nuts about these gun shows, thinking that you can go in there just buy a gun, no background check. But that's what they're talking about is literally you buying it in the parking lot for some random dude.
That doesn't work. That doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, it might happen, but I can do that beside a 7-Eleven too.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, the argument that I've heard in response to that has always been something like, well, they know it's going to be a lot of people that want guns here. Yes, and they don't want to go to prison for buying them. That's why they're going here to do it. I don't know. I think everyone should own a weapon, especially what's going on lately. But we'll see how that turns out. Yeah. Hey, you got something about this spacesuit? I mean, that means you think we're not going back to the moon?
They're saying that... that NASA and the companies that NASA's hired to develop a new spacesuit are so far behind on the program that 2024 is not a logical time frame to make it to the moon with all the testing and R&D and stuff like that. And we actually don't have a lunar lander or anything like that yet. Basically, we're still using spacesuits from the space shuttle era. They've been modified slightly for the International Space Station so the astronauts can go outside and do spacewalks and stuff like that. But we're using 70s and 80s technology in space right now. And this is the overall problem with NASA, though. And it's probably the overall problem with government in general, that when you put the government in charge of something, it takes forever to develop something. Meanwhile, what's-his-face has already been in quote-unquote outer space.
Branson or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, the and actual...
Bezos. Both of them went to space.
Yeah. And I love how people got pissed off that Bezos did this. Like, how dare you spend your money on something that you wanted to do? And it's...
That's kind of what you do. That's why you make money.
Well, they're all pissed off saying that he's showing off and he shouldn't have as much money. It's like, you gave him all of your money when you stayed at home and bought everything that you own through Amazon.
Yeah.
You gave him your money. Now you're pissed off he has it.
Hey, but at the same time, you know, they don't realize, like, hey, who you think came out with a car? You know, it wasn't a poor guy that invented a car and wanted a car. It wasn't the poor guy that wanted a cell phone. The rich people bought it first. And eventually, technology caught up with it. Like, hey, we can make this more affordable now. Nobody else can do it.
Well, okay. What made the car more affordable?
Oh no, like mass production and stuff. The technology.
Yeah. Not it didn't just make the car more affordable. It made the entire world more affordable. And he's one of the most famous men in world history.
Yeah, because only the rich people can afford it. And like, okay, you know what? If it wasn't for the rich people demanding something, nothing would have got invented.
Well, Henry Ford was the one who made everything affordable.
Yeah.
The moving assembly line.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, like, it wasn't a poor guy. Like, hey, let me buy. Like, back in the day, only rich people can afford
to buy a car.
Buy a car.
To buy a car, yes.
A cell phone, you know.
Exactly.
Rich people make the initial purchase, and eventually they can make the industry create. Like, hey, what if I can come out with that but cheaper, you know?
Well, even when Henry Ford made the automobile a lot more affordable.
He didn't make the car. He just mass-produced it.
Yeah, Volkswagen actually invented the car.
Yeah.
The people's car is what it stands for. And they were a huge, huge part of World War II with the Germans.
Same with BMW.
But yeah, Henry Ford made it more affordable. So that basically mean like the wealthy and not the stupid rich could buy a car. Versus someone, he had to be stupid rich before, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like right now, for example, the wealthy can buy a Ferrari if they really wanted to. But they're not. Or a Tesla, but they're not fucking going into orbit around the planet in their private space shuttle, you know what I mean? But that's what made it affordable, was enough wealthy people wanted this stuff, so they bought it. So the mass production kept picking up, and it cost less and less to make these. They said, hey, we can sell these for half the price and sell five times as many, and we're still going to make more money, and more people are going to get their hands on this product. And that's fucking capitalism right there.
Remember when HDTVs first came out?
Oh, no, stupid expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, the flat screen.
Uh-huh.
Remember what we had... We had liquid crystal for a while display, and
yeah, I still have a plasma TV that I'm hanging on to with dear life because the picture's still fantastic on it.
As long as you don't put your thumb in it too hard, the picture will stay great forever. It's crazy how fast this stuff's adapting, and people always want the newest tech, which is cool. But the TV you bought 20 years ago is not. We've got to the point now where 1080p, whatever they call it, 1080i, is better than the human eyeball can see. It's got more resolution than the human eyeball does.
And now everybody wants 4K.
You can't get better than what you already had, and you're still going to buy the better one. Like you literally cannot perceive better. And someone says, like, I don't understand what you mean. I said, think of a frequency. You get to a certain like sound, a certain high-pitched frequency, and all of a sudden you can't hear it anymore. You can't perceive it. Like, dogs hear it. The Democrats should know all about dog whistling, right? They've been talking about that shit for years.
Yep. They're big on the dog whistle.
Yeah, I'm interested, though. So we can't... You don't think we can use the same suits that we used to land on the moon the first time? Or it just wouldn't be safe?
It wouldn't be safe. I mean...
Because it wasn't safe the first time?
Well, we're also talking about it being a man and a woman going to the moon, so.
Oh, that, you know what? It sounds like, so what's the difference? But let's talk science here and not opinion. Different anatomy means you'd have to do different things, especially discharge of waste, urine in particular.
Right.
Oh, are they going to do one of those weird, like, funnel things or, like, a catheter?
I have no idea.
I don't know how the dudes piss into those things. Is it? It had to be a catheter and some kind of vacuum, or else it would. There wasn't a lot of gravity on the moon. You know what I mean? The piss wouldn't just drain. I mean, there's some gravity, but
not much.
Yeah, exactly. What they were hopping several feet and just goofing off in these giant, like 300-pound, well, on Earth, 300-pound suits. I'd love to do that. That sounds like so much fun.
So everybody's all excited about the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that 19 Republican senators voted for. But the problem with this bill is, and it's the problem with most of these huge bills that people vote for without reading, there's this brand new pilot program that's put in there
to piss me off.
To basically put a usage tax on top of the gas tax to pay for new roads.
And exactly, isn't that exactly what the gasoline, the fuel tax is supposed to be, is to pay for the roads to operate the vehicles on that we're putting the gas in?
The problem they're running into now is because they didn't think it through, is if they're pushing electric, well, guess how much gas an electric car uses?
Gasoline, depending on the model, up to zero.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry, down to zero, because some of these hybrids are technically electric.
Well, I had a hybrid. So
that's what I meant, was down to zero. Yeah.
And what they did with the hybrid when I had it here in Virginia is I had to pay extra money every year for my hybrid because I wasn't using enough gas and putting enough gas taxes into the system.
But I thought they wanted us to buy this crap.
They do, but they still want their cake and so they can eat it, too. They want you to buy electric, but they want you to pay for their roads.
We do pay for their roads with all of our taxes. And instead of fixing our damn roads, they do something stupid with our money.
Well, now what they're doing around here in Virginia is all the new roads they're building, they're putting express lanes on them where if you have an easy pass, you can go through them and just pay for the convenience of using the road, and they're changing the cost to use the road depending on how busy the road is.
Wait a minute. They're going to adjust?
It's an adjustable toll.
To demand.
Yes.
Did the people get a
say in this? It might be 50, sometimes it might be 50 cents. Sometimes it might be 20 bucks.
How could you possibly be prepared? You're going to have to bring twice as much money with you now in terms of toll fees.
It's all automated. You either have an easy pass mounted to your windshield.
Or you don't get to use the road.
They do a license plate reader, and they send you a bill for twice what you would have paid if you had the easy pass.
This is starting to sound, all this shit's starting to sound, I'm sorry. I've gone down this road before, and I don't want to go down that path, but it sounds like the mark of the beast. You can't do business without this mark, without our approval, without our stamp.
Oh, you're going to bring this up? Then we might as well swerve on into the vaccine passports that are coming out.
San Francisco just signed up for.
And New Orleans.
I think Chicago's talking about it, too.
New York City. You can't go out to a bar and restaurant in New York City unless you can show proof that you've been vaccinated.
What would you call the lucrative merger between government and corporation?
Disaster.
Well, Benito Mussolini called it fascism. And this seems to be what it is the government says we should do this, and these business, well, in New York, in these cities right there, the government said you can't do business without this.
Right.
That is fascism. Yeah, you can sit there and die. You know what? Oh my God. Just let them fucking die then. If you're so certain these people are going to die, just let them die. They're the stupid people, right?
Well, I mean, this argument is utterly ridiculous about the mask, because now they're pushing the mask mandates back out again. And especially for the school kids.
That's going to start a fight. It really is. Actually, it has started several fights.
Yeah, it has. And so, they're not using science anymore. There's no science behind these masks.
I just hate when people use science like a fucking noun. And it is a noun. It's a process. But it just drives me nuts that people say it like it's a thing. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's a process. Like, science doesn't change. Your understanding of the facts change. Our process of figuring stuff out might change, but it's not. I'm sorry. It drives me nuts. And then they say, trust the scientists and don't ask questions. And it pisses me off. Because
that's exactly what you're supposed to do.
But isn't science, the definition of science is asking why and how, right? And then trying to find the answer. And I'm not supposed to ask why or how? All right, I went way off on tangent on that one, huh?
Well, I started it with the vaccine passports because it's not even on our topic list.
Well, it's not going to happen, and I brought this up to the wife. But Biden was talking about needing vaccines for interstate travel.
Yep.
And I sat down. No, I was like, oh, that's asinine. At first thing I thought. Then the next thing I thought was the federal government actually has that authority because it's interstate stuff, and that's where they actually get that weird bit of weird authority. But there's no way you can possibly cover every way between every state. Look at the border on Montana. You're going to cover every country road? For a while,
didn't New York try to close down their borders from people from Massachusetts and Connecticut getting in?
And you can't. You know, and they did, but they tried to, but exactly, you can't stop that from happening.
Well, Canada just came out with a new policy that says all air travelers are going to have to be vaccinated.
Canada has way different rules than we do in terms of their constitution.
Have a constitution.
You sure? I think they're an independent nation, aren't they?
No, they're under the United Kingdom.
They're UK, but they're. I thought they were.
No, sovereignty.
Yeah, I'm not sure how this UK BS works. Like, are Australians fucking English or not?
No, they're out. They're out for sure.
But they're still UK.
No, they're not.
I'm almost certain.
They're not part of the United Kingdom anymore.
When did that happen?
I'm pretty sure that Australia is its own country.
Well, Scotland's supposed to. Well, Scotland's its own country too, and they're UK. So it's in Canada.
And Southern Ireland.
I thought they did something weird, and I still have no idea how. I think that the Queen's only real authority in terms of the entire kingdom is war. I think. But I'm not one of those weirdos. The wife will probably tell me all about how it works. I really don't give a fuck. Well, you know, people are interested in this stuff, and I get it. I was like, it's a fucking monarchy. F them, F Spain, you know? Even Japan, they got an emperor. Come on.
You know, it's funny how all these leftists, they're like, oh, you're a totalitarian, you fucking fascist. They're like, yeah, but you still glamorizing the monarchs. That's even worse than a fascist because monarchs were their place from birth, and the fascists have to, you know.
Well, a monarchy isn't necessarily a bloodline monarchy. Monarchy just means one leader, one ruler.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, well, I was going to say North Korea, but that has been bloodline, hasn't it? And Cuba did the same thing.
Yeah.
So I guess they're not that far separated. I guess that's a technical difference, huh? But yeah, it's like I don't believe in this bloodline heritage BS. Like, can you imagine if all of a sudden automatically Hunter Biden got to be president of the United States?
No.
By the way, he had another laptop stolen. Did you see that video?
No.
Oh, him and a hooker.
I thought that was the same laptop.
No, it's a difference. This is the third one.
Yeah, exactly. Another laptop.
And isn't he married?
No. I thought he was married to his dead brother's widow.
Yeah, he hooked up with her. His dead brother's wife.
No, I thought they just hooked up.
No, maybe they got married.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's even worse.
Still kind of crazy. I guess he's being biblical, you know, and something happens to the wife's husband, you got to marry the husband. Or marry the wife. That was
Islamic. Yeah, and raise our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost another laptop, and he was talking, and the thing is, the video got released, and he was talking about, like, what a big shot he was, and his dad was the, you know, big deal. He's like, oh, my dad's running for president.
Dude, you have to send me this video. I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, I wish I went and looked it up so I could play through this. But he was talking about this and that and how he's, you know, this huge drug user and he wants to make a sex tape. And he was talking to the whore about making the sex tape. And apparently she was the star in the sex tape on that same laptop. And she said, well, aren't you afraid of being like blackmailed? And he goes, of course I am. And she stole the black laptop.
Well, is any one of us going to bid on his artwork?
No, that's just a way to try to legitimize all of his freaking criminal shit by calling it art.
It's money laundry. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best way to launder money is selling art.
It takes like 5 years for artists to start getting noticed now. Good job.
Usually they don't really get noticed until they're dead.
That's
the truly great ones. Like, but you're also thinking back way back in history, like Da Vinci and shit. Like, well, yeah. He was actually recognized, but he's become worldwide knowledgeable, known because we've had how long to spread his works around.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to COVID for a second.
Yeah.
So, you know, the big thing about masks, now they're saying not wearing a mask and not getting the vaccine puts others' health at risk, and you put on here, so doesn't that Whopper, that beer, and that bong put other people's health at risk?
It's true, though. You know, like, you're putting my health at risk.
Well, I really think this mask thing is all about, and basically the whole COVID is to see how far the government can go to control our behavior. What is our breaking point?
At least a year ago, I said the same thing, but I used different words. I said this is a test in compliance.
Yes.
To see how far they can push us before we finally say, fuck off. France is doing it right now. I don't know if you've noticed this. They're actually like throwing rocks at soldiers. The Australians have deployed their own army against their people. Melbourne, I believe, the army's been deployed.
Uh-huh.
This is getting nuts. And let's be real. If they deployed the army in Virginia, the army, not the guard, the actual army, you would probably go buy a gun, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And as much as you don't like the idea of owning a gun.
I don't have a problem with it. My wife has the issue with it.
Oh, well,
I used to own a gun.
When? I've known you forever. You've never had a gun.
I sold it when I was stationed in D.C. due to some circumstances that occurred there.
Well, that makes sense. You can't have a gun in D.C. and what are you going to do with it?
Well,
anyway?
It was Northern Virginia. And I said some things while working at the Pentagon that made people fear for their lives. So,
what, Brian?
Was this like 3 days after 9/11?
It was shortly after 9/11, yeah.
Okay, I understand. We brought this up, but you were actually in one of the buildings attacked.
Yeah, the Pentagon.
So I understand why you might be a little on edge, you know what I mean, and say something that people wouldn't like. I do.
Yeah.
What the hell were we talking about?
COVID.
COVID.
Let's finish up COVID with everybody's favorite. And he's not being listed as the director of NIH anymore. He's being listed. Yeah, I put it in the group document. It didn't make it onto this. But he's got a new title, White House Coronavirus Advisor or something like that. He's got some new fancy title.
Fauci?
Yeah. And he's saying that hopefully making young kids wear masks won't have a lasting negative impact.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I didn't realize I had left that off the sheet. I remember seeing that. I read it being pissed. Exactly. Hopefully. It's like, so we're just going to test this shit out on the kids? Like, we have no idea? I don't know. Fuck these people, man. They have no idea what's going on in people's lives. And people ask you if you're vaccinated. I just want to punch them in the mouth, period. One, it's none of your goddamn business. It's really not.
I tell everybody I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have been saying I still say I identify as vaccinated.
Taking a shot of tequila doesn't count, Brian.
Yeah. I identify. I did. And you know what? I tried to find the sound clip because I was going to play it. I cannot find it anywhere besides like cutting through like a Ben Shapiro episode because it's gone. Oh, yeah. All I can find is him explaining what he actually meant when he went, screw your freedom.
Oh, yeah. They played it on the Clive and Buck show.
I can listen to that show with one of the apps I have, but I have to listen to it live.
Yeah.
I have no idea what time.
You can also get the podcast with all the iHeartRadio commercials for free too.
Oh, it's on iHeartRadio?
Yeah.
I didn't know that because I have two podcast apps plus YouTube. I know it's not really a podcast that, but I publish this on YouTube too. You know what I mean? It's like people publish on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
It eats a lot more battery in your phone to put it in your pocket and play YouTube though. Yeah. But yeah, I can get the Buck Sexton and Clive Owens or whatever.
Travis,
I'm sorry. On Talk Right.
Okay.
But I have to listen to it live. So if I don't, I don't even know when the show starts.
Noon
to three.
Yeah, noon to
three. Every day?
Yeah. It's the same time frame as Rush Limbaugh's show was. This same time frame as the Dan Bongino show is.
I do not like his show. I've only listened to it like three times.
I've never listened to it. I've heard him a few times, and I'm like, I don't know.
This guy's kind of annoying. Yeah. I've heard him on other people's shit, and I was like, I'll check him out. And it's like, oh, this is terrible. But I can do noon to three, I think, almost every day. I'll just set an alarm on my phone to tell me it's time to
turn it on.
I wonder if I could just make my phone automatically stop playing it.
Okay.
You probably can find a local AM radio station.
Yeah, I'm at work, and...
No, like I said, you can download like a radio app.
Well, no, actually, that's one of the weird apps I have that I didn't mention in my podcast thing. It's actually, it does exactly that. It goes finds AM radio stations. Two of them will do that. One of them is only like radio waves, and one of them will find podcasts or radio broadcasts. Like if Ben Shapiro does an AM radio appearance, one of my apps will shoot me a message. Well, actually, it doesn't shoot me a message. It says it's available right now live.
Okay, you get a notification.
Not even a notification, but if I open the app, it says, this is what's live right now. It's like, hey, Ben Shapiro's in you know, Texas, and this guy's over here doing an AM interview. Okay. And I don't know why. I do know why. I get a lot of Ben Shapiro shit in my feed. I don't even listen to him that much, but he is like one of the biggest names in the game.
Right.
Cripes. All right, back to COVID.
I think we're done with COVID. Oh, well, there's one other COVID-related topic that's not with COVID, but we need to talk about Obama's birthday party.
Well, that's COVID.
Yep.
There are like 16 people got tested positive.
I hadn't heard a number.
Nobody was wearing masks, and they scaled it back, but there was still like 200 staff there.
They said they scaled it back, but nothing actually changed. There was still like 700 people at that party.
Well, I didn't get my invitation, so they must have scaled it back some.
Right. I could imagine you getting an invitation to Obama's birthday. No, actually, if that happened,
President of the United States didn't get an invite.
Yeah, POTUS. Yeah, who was his VP? Nancy Pelosi didn't get an invite.
They always, Biden says they're best of friends. They're best of friends. I don't think Obama could stand him when he was vice president.
No, I mean, well, again, Jesus, we've been doing this show for a long time, haven't
yes.
we?
Yes.
And granted, this new run we've been doing, we've been a little bit better at it, but we're
almost every week now.
Yeah, but we're still learning what we're doing as we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember talking about Obama when he says, like, he obviously hates this guy. He only picked him as a VP because he thought it would get him elected, because this guy's been in office for 80 years. And that's exactly what happened with Harris with Biden. He picked her because she was going to help him get in office.
Right. But I don't think she really helped all that much. She might have swayed some of the African American vote, but
no, it wasn't the African American vote. It was the friggin' rich white woman vote.
She is so unliked. Her cackle is so annoying.
It's worse than Hillary's.
Yeah, way worse.
But she didn't sway the African American voter. She swayed the woke Karen.
How many of those are out there?
Come to Massachusetts. No, there you go. Maybe that's the shirt I'll make for this show. And I'll put like the webpage, not the webpage, the name of the show on the back. And on the front, I'll just say, thanks, Karen.
Massachusetts.
Huh?
The walk Karen from Massachusetts.
Yeah. Thanks, Karen. all right. You got somewhere in particular you want to go from here? Oh, we.
You got on here also about a podcast host, Katie Helper.
Yeah. This whole thing, it wasn't that really impressive. She was like basically the, she was the person that kind of like broke everything and made it a big deal, and even MSN covered it. But actually, that's what I was going to say earlier. I was, if you got invited to that party, you would have been the guy who pulled out your phone and took pictures and recorded all this stuff going, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, somebody did that.
Two of them did before they got taken down. Luckily, people are bright enough to archive this stuff and save it.
Yeah. And then our last COVID topic is that traffic deaths have increased in 2020 despite fewer people being on the roads.
That is a little interesting. I honestly expect it to be a lot lower. And heart disease is up. Deaths were up last year, too.
Flu is still down.
Flu is down, but I thought heart disease death would have gone down because they would have blamed COVID and not heart disease, you know?
Yeah.
And I hate to say this, but I had a conversation with my father the other day about what we'd be doing for COVID. And he said, well, look what they did. It's like, there was no flu last year. Oh my, I almost left a bruise in my forehead.
Does your dad listen to the show?
No. No. He knows where to find it. But I don't think he's ever once listened to it. But I was like, I do not believe there was no flu. He goes, oh, the mask stopped it. I was like, no. Everyone touches their masks. They crumb up. They put it in their fucking pocket. Yeah. They hang it under their chin.
They use it over and over again.
Yeah, and they have beards. That means you don't have a seal. Wasn't that something? Remember the whole you could buy a no-shave shit underway?
Yeah.
And they made it a deal. They made a big deal saying if your gas mask, if you're firefighting, your SCBA, self-contained breathing apparatus for firefighting, didn't seal because of your beard, that's your problem, right? They always made it a point of saying that.
Yeah.
When you bought a no shave shit, because you might have to put on this gear and it's going to save your life.
Yep.
And everyone's wearing these, they got these ZZ Top beards with a piece of paper on their face. Like it's going to
look like a thong that haven't been shaved for a while.
Yeah. There you go. It looks like a thong that's in a friggin' in the wrong place. If you're going to wear a thong, ladies, wax, all right? On the beach anyway, if you wear it for your underwear, because that's just or how you do it, that's different, you know. Brian's looking something up. I think he's getting breaking news.
I got a Facebook message, so
you want to move into the disgraced governor?
Yeah, or do might you, as well. Let's
or do you want to go let's into what's our, happening in the Middle East?
Let's do
Handy.
Well, you know, killing grannies and grabbing fannies.
They've stopped the impeachment proceedings.
No, they did. Because I heard. No, you're right. They stopped it, but I saw something today. This Democrat I've never fucking heard of, but he's probably New York City Democrat, you know what I mean, like local government, saying that they have to continue the impeachment because they have to make sure he can't hold office again.
Well, what I thought was weird is why 2 weeks? Most of the time when people resign from office, it's immediate. Why 2 weeks? It's not like he's got a regular job where he's got to give his 2 weeks notice.
I think it was because it was in like 9 days, one of his policies went into effect.
So he wants to ensure that
he doesn't get overturned before it starts.
Okay.
And I don't know which one it is, but I think it had something to do with proving you've been vaccinated to like take a dump or something like that, you know?
You guys think it's a video for like Ocean's Orange County, California is a restaurant. They're like, hey, you have to prove you unvaccinated in order to come to my restaurant. It's the opposite of the vaccinated.
Yeah, well, that is a little weird. Yeah. Like, you're not allowed to be vaccinated. It's like, if someone wants to do shit, let them do it. Just don't force them to do shit. You know what I mean?
But as usual, our illustrious president had, even though he called for Cuomo to resign after the that attorney came out, district attorney came out and said he should, because it was really true. He said he respects his decision to resign, and he did a hell of a job.
Yeah, he did a – someone asked him a question about – actually, CNN asked him a question about that a couple of days later, and he basically said, that's not what I said. That's not what I meant. You guys completely screwed out of context.
Was this the interview where he's wandering around in the bushes at the press conference?
Right before it, actually, when he went the wrong way to get – he got in there, don't get me wrong, but he took his own path.
Secret Service had to kind of direct him in the right direction.
Yeah, like, hey, that's a window, buddy. You live here. You're coming through the front door. I thought those were little girls' hair to sniff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think that Biden has a whole lot of leg to stand on when it comes to, like, sexual harassment. Because... he's been accused of it of himself, you know.
There's pictures of him, like, sniffing kids and then looking at him like,
nothing's ever been done with him either. And, you got to wonder for Cuomo, that's not behavior that you just happen upon, you know. That's usually inherent behavior you inherit from your parents.
So it's Italian then.
No, hold on. You just actually supported Cuomo's defense argument that he had pre-scheduled and pre-recorded to release, saying that that's just how he is. He's Italian. I touch people. You know, I touch everybody. And all I can think was, if you've been accused of doing something, don't say you do it to everyone.
Right. Exactly. Now, what I was going with that is, there's a bunch of bridges and streets named after his father, who was governor of New York. They're talking about renaming now.
Well, that's what they do. They want, that's what the left does. They want to erase history they don't like. They're going to make it look like Cuomo never existed, so they never have to acknowledge what happened. And what's even worse is okay, don't get me wrong. Grabbing a couple asses and a couple titties is terrible. It really is. It's deserves to lose his job over that alone. But he killed 15,000 people.
Nobody knows about that.
They do, though. They just, and at least some people are saying he needs to go to prison for that. And even now the dirty tranny said, oh, and at least he's going to get in trouble or whatever. It's like, no, but you know it makes a difference what it's for, you know?
Well, I think that's another reason why... they kind of shoved that under the rug, you know, because that doesn't fit the narrative of, you know, COVID-19.
Cuomosexuals. By the way, speaking of, Don Lemon called himself a Cuomosexual way back when Cuomo got a freaking Emmy.
I love the next thing on the list here. It says, just to be ahead of the curve, we're going to make this breaking news. Cuomo did not Epstein himself. Corona killed him 6 months from now. I love it.
Yeah, he's gonna shoot himself in the back of the head, then hang himself, and it's gonna be a corona death. Watch.
And you also, what, sticking with Cuomo, we got an accuser that's actually filed a criminal complaint now, and that's a whole different ball game.
Yes, that's
now
actually a criminal.
There's police actually involved, and there's actually going to be another investigation. And
now, is this the one who said that he reached up her shirt and, like, grabbed a hold?
Let me check.
Like I said, I made a claim that he was grabbing titties. At least one woman claimed he reached up her shirt and grabbed her breast. At least one did. And I don't know if this is that one. This might
report
be
found that Cuomo... continue reading.
That actually bothered me too, though, is the AG came out and said he's guilty.
Yeah, like, I thought you got a trial. This is the assistant that accused her of groping her in the executive mansion.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually reached up under her shirt and grabbed a hold of a breast. And, let's be real here.
That's a no-no.
No, it's okay to knee someone in the crotch over that, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
And as much as I am the guy who says, like, you need a really good reason to hit someone in the nuts, I think that's one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure I teach my daughter that. It's like, if it comes down to it, this is going to help. But in, you know, in some situations, it might just infuriate them and cause a testosterone and adrenaline rush too. All right. Hmm, I think I'd do something new. That's cool. You want to roll into Newsome, or you guys want to go somewhere else?
I'm fine with Newsome.
I think there's a chance Newsom might resign just to make sure that his lieutenant governor gets the spot.
Oh,
I think it's a very slight chance, because I think Newsom's like most Democrats who thinks they're above the law and nothing will happen to them. And the history of governors being recalled in California, it's only been like one or two others that have ever, you know, because there's two questions on this recall ballot. One is, should he be recalled? And if so,
who should take his place?
Replace him?
And they do that weird, California's doing that new weird single vote thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do rank choice.
I'm still not sure what I think of it. I think it's inherently a flawed system, but it seems the logic makes sense that they're using. You know what I mean?
And I'm starting to realize that this is a real thing.
And oh yeah, he's going to lose his job.
He's starting to, you know, like blast like the leader, the one that's most popular on the Republican side is Larry Elder,
mm-hmm.
and he's coming out saying that, well, he's right of Trump.
Trump wasn't that far right, let's be honest. People like to say he was far right because they didn't like him, but he banned bump stocks.
He was pro American.
That doesn't mean right wing.
I didn't say it did.
I know, I'm just saying he wasn't right wing. He was not a far right dude. He really wasn't.
He wasn't even a Republican 20 years ago.
I don't think he's a Republican today. Look at the rest of the Republican Party. No, we say that. You say Cheney is a rhino. No, I'm telling you that Massey and Paul are the rhinos.
Because they're libertarians?
No, because the fucking Republicans are just Democrat light.
Oh, okay.
They're all a bunch of fucking pussies. They're just 10 years behind the curve of the Democrats. You know I'm right on this one, because they got no balls. They got no spines. They don't do shit. All they do is slow down, Democrats. At least you have Rand Paul saying that's a bunch of bullshit. Then he gets banned off of YouTube for it.
Yep. And he's a doctor.
And he's the rhino because he's not a Republican. He's a Republican in name only. And he's not even in name only, actually. I'm pretty sure he's actually libertarian.
COVID-19 stuff on his YouTube page that the mainstream doesn't agree with, but he's an actual medical doctor. So if anybody has
who has standing
to say something about it, it should be him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I love the don't confuse your Google search with my PhD. It's like, first of all, where did you get your fucking PhD? And this guy actually has one, and you're trying to argue against him with your Google search.
Yeah.
At least listen to him. You may not like what he has to say, but at least listen to him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, not talking trash on Fauci. Fauci's a brilliant man, as much as I don't like him or what he's done or for the last... Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm old. Last, like, 35 years.
He gets paid more than the actual president of the United States.
I'm not surprised by that. And he was... Let's bring it up again. He was supposed to stomp out AIDS.
It didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. That finally someone was, hey, a condom will actually help with that. It wasn't Fauci, though. And that's why we all started wearing rubbers, because we realized you could stop getting freaking gonorrhea by wrapping the salami. what's this August crap? Ah, yeah, we'll see. They're worried about how all this shit's coming to a culmination all at once. Biden has to deal with it.
Well, Biden went on vacation. He's in one of his mansions in Delaware or someplace.
As Afghanistan is falling and they're telling us that we're all dying of COVID. And Biden's like, deuces, I'm going to go fucking smoke a joint.
With Hunter.
Hunter does not smoke joints.
He's probably not smoking a joint.
Yeah, Hunter does not smoke joints. He smokes Parmesan cheese and crack cocaine.
This tells us in the supermarket.
I didn't realize that's that easy, dude. I'm gonna go buy some Parmesan cheese and go into like the shittiest parts of Boston
and sell it.
And sell for like $10 a gram.
You make it killing.
Yeah, just get the fuck out of it before they realize it's fucking cheese.
Why does it smell like stinky feet?
Or even better, put formaldehyde in it, so at least they pass out and I get like 5 hours before I gotta get out of town.
And there's this article says there's been a slight decline in his approval ratings. I've saw other articles saying there's been a huge decline in his.
Yes, actually, the next one underneath it that says bullshit.
Yeah,
is the link that's referenced in that, which is even funnier because I put that one in first, and then the one I brought in second referenced that one. Yeah, his approval ratings have absolutely tanked, and not only that, his disapproval ratings are through the roof. No, nobody's happy what's going on, but yeah. It's even funny. They're still saying Uzi is better than Trump.
No,
it's like, you know, you add money in your pocket, you were making more money.
Yeah, inflation wasn't going through the roof.
You were paying less tax.
We weren't begging OPEC to produce more oil because we were energy independent when it came to oil.
Why has no one brought that up? That was something Trump did. There you go. We were energy independent. Well, actually, one of the handful of things he did, because I cannot name many that he did that I actually approved of.
Right.
Hey, a lot of people say they love the guy, but what did he do besides tell people to fuck off?
He pissed off the media. I love that he did that.
I loved it, too. And I love that he freaking threw a giant wrench in the gears to say this shit ain't working right.
Yeah.
But he got very little actually done. Like, what, he fucked up the Affordable Care Act, right? For a little while, anyway.
For a little while. They're trying to fix that with their $3.2 trillion new spending bill.
Yeah. Cripes, dude. I don't know. It just seems like he didn't do nearly as much as we want to give him credit for. He did some stuff, but...
Well, he packed the courts with more conservative judges, so that helped a little bit.
He didn't pack the courts. He filled the courts.
He filled vacancies in the courts.
Yes. Democrats are still talking about packing the court. They brought it up recently. But I haven't seen these right-wing Supreme Court justices going right-wing. Like, Amy Coney Barrett's been... I mean, she may as well have been fucking Ginsburg.
She just came out and said that the colleges can require vaccines in the college.
Colleges are private, right? Universities are public or something like that?
I think it could be either or.
I'm not sure what the difference is. I thought a university was a collection of colleges.
Sure.
Yeah, I remember seeing that somewhere, but the wife said, I mentioned it to the wife, and she's like, are you sure? I was like, I'm like 90% sure, but I haven't looked this up in God knows how long.
So somebody put on here that we got a governor that just signed a law saying Oregon students can graduate without proving they can write or do math.
That's Ray's.
Yeah, she just proved that. Like, not just... Only for blacks, Hispanic, Native America.
What? Yeah, that's racist.
You're telling me that only white kids have to be able to read or do math to graduate this school?
No, you can still graduate, but you don't have to pass a test.
Yeah, but you said you mentioned specific races that weren't white.
They don't have to take the test in order to graduate.
But so to me that. When they go to get a job, they're going to need to know how to do those kind of things.
Hold on, though.
They don't have to prove they know how to read sufficiently. You know, they don't have You don't have to prove it. You can still get your high school diploma.
Yeah, well, that's useless if you can't get a job after you got your high school diploma.
No, hold on.
That's like getting a philosophy master's degree with $100,000 in student debt, you know? If you can't find that philosophy job after you get out, you've got $100,000 in student debt still.
Hold on, though. Yeah. Let's be real, though. To graduate high school, I did not have to prove I could read or do math.
Like, yeah, like
my years of school proved like.
Well, now we've got SOLs.
Yeah, that's
shit out of luck.
No,
because that's what SOL is, right?
That's the name of the test. You have to prove that you know how to read the math and.
So these kids are literally taking a test before they graduate to prove they can do basic math and read.
Yeah.
How far have we regressed?
Yeah.
No, I was just, I'm not kidding you. I'm not even that old, but I was discussing like the meat, what the importance and significance of Hamlet being this delusional leftist. And granted, we didn't talk about that, but how words only mean what I think they mean. I'm only reading words and not stories. And, you know, I can make, assign any meaning to any word I want. That's what I did in high school. Like, we did math, obviously, but we were discussing Shakespeare versus Shakespeare's evil. He was a white Englishman. What's even crazy is they say European a lot. Do people know how big Europe is?
No.
It's huge.
It's a whole continent.
It drives me nuts because I saw something recently about someone saying how white people shouldn't speak Spanish because it's cultural appropriation.
You don't.
And the best part was the response was, what about the Spanish people?
They're kind of white.
Well, no, then the best part is someone responded was like, oh, they're not white. It's like Spain, Western Europe.
Yeah, that's what like romance is part of the romance language, idiot.
No, saying Latin. Spanish aren't white. It's like saying the French aren't white. You know what I mean?
The French are a lot whiter than we are.
Definitely whiter than me. Definitely whiter than Ray.
Well, that's because then they're whiter than Elizabeth Warren, too.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's possible.
Well, she's Cherokee.
Yeah, 1/1064th. No, we brought this up before.
The
average human is more Neanderthal than she is American Indian. By the way, if I move to India,
here we go. You brought this up on the show before.
Would I be an American Indian? But Ed,
if you own a 7-Eleven, you probably would.
There's a lot of competition. Hey.
No, that would be hilarious being in India in like Delhi. With a thick American, Boston American accent going, thank you, come again.
Dude, you know, there's more, the population of India is almost the same as the population of the Western Hemisphere.
I believe that.
Yeah, India is the second most popular. Well, they don't even call it a country. They call it a sub. Yeah, they call it a subcontinent. Second most populous nation on the planet, I believe it's 2 billion, is it?
That includes North and South America and Europe.
Yeah, and China has three times as many people.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our Middle East foreign crisis currently developing. It's been developing for 20 years, honestly, but
yeah,
it's turned into a real shit show now.
Yeah, we
a
got
predicted
a whole
shit show, but a
yes,
shit show.
And that we've been talking about on and off for almost half of this fight, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
This is actually what made me my final whatever. Not, let me rephrase that. My motivation. My final whatever was, I don't want to do any of this shit. Maybe the Navy will unfuck me. But I thought, you know, 9/11 was a good reason. and it was several years later. Taliban, we've been there for 20 years.
Yep.
20 fucking years, just like the Russians were.
Yep.
Actually, it's almost exactly the same amount of time. And we leave, and I don't care if Trump, I don't care if we left when Trump said we should leave. Maybe it would have made a difference.
No.
Yeah. But the Taliban is just walking right through Afghanistan, taking over every major city as they walk through. There's videos of the Afghani military handing over their weapons and shaking the hands of the Taliban. Maybe it's not worth any of our fucking effort. You know, I don't know what to say, but if this place is just going to be what it is, maybe we should just turn into a giant pane of glass, you know? But it's an enormous piece of territory.
Yeah.
With millions and millions. Shit, there might be a billion people in Afghanistan. I don't know.
Right.
The place is huge.
Well, the problem is the Taliban is supported by Pakistan.
All right, let's wipe out Pakistan, too.
Well, they're a nuclear power. And a quasi-ally when they feel like it.
Yeah, okay, they're a nuclear power. What does that mean? They can develop a nuclear weapon?
They have nuclear weapons.
Can they? Are they like North Korea? Or are they...
I think a little bit better.
Do they have ICBMs?
Yeah, I think so, because India and Pakistan are at war on the top. Well,
India and Pakistan border, though.
Yeah.
ICBM.
You don't need an ICBM for that.
Yeah, an ICBM is, well, intercontinental ballistic missile. It literally goes into orbit around the planet before it drops where it's supposed to land. And that's technology that's way more advanced than a nuclear bomb. Like, I could tell you how a nuclear bomb works. I have just don't have the resources to build one. You know what I mean?
Thank goodness.
Well, are you kidding me? I wouldn't either, because I know I would just get pissed off one day and, like, nuke New York City. But yeah, no, the idea of behind a nuclear bomb is really simple, actually. You take a highly radioactive material and you get it as dense as you can. And then you put an explosive charge around the outside of it and detonate it at the same time. So it forces it to compact. And there's nowhere else for the radiation to go, except it has to hit another electron, knock it loose. And yada, yada, chain reaction, massive energy boost out of nowhere.
Yeah,
way a nuclear reactor works, just way faster.
Right. I think what's really shocking, people that didn't follow politics and the political ramifications of Afghanistan, is how fast the company is reverting back, the country is reverting back to Taliban. I mean, I don't even think the Biden administration paid attention to the people that told them this was going to happen.
They didn't care.
Because now we've got 6,500 troops going over there just to make sure that all the equipment and documents are destroyed in the embassy and all the Americans that are in the embassy are evacuated safely.
We had plenty of time to take care of this. Plenty of time. But we put our thumbs in our butts. Like you said, we didn't realize what was going to happen. And now all of a sudden, they're taking over weaponry we have left behind that we thought we were going to get out. We're trying to burn and shred documents.
Yeah.
And
destroy laptops and computers. And
yeah. And not Hunter Biden, this crap.
Right.
But, like, we had... We knew this was going to happen because we did it. Why weren't we prepared? Why did we wait for these guys to start taking over Afghanistan?
People are comparing this to the fall of Saigon at this point.
Wow. Really? That quick? Wasn't that like 3 days or something like that?
Well, I mean, they're saying that we're going to be evacuating people out of the embassy by helicopter.
And being shot down as we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not... Honestly, I wouldn't be that surprised. They're spreading across. They took they're about to... They took Kabul, was it? Oh, it's about to fall.
Kandahar.
Kandahar is a big one. And
Kabul is the capital. That's where the embassy's at. That'll be like the last Last Stand.
I thought they were flying their flag over Kabul, but maybe I'm thinking, oh, I was on the Kunduz.
Okay.
All right. What happened to Kabul Falls?
The women we educated are screwed.
Oh.
Women rights is history.
And you know, Afghanistan used to be like very quote progressive in terms of women's education and college and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was way back in the '70s though, but when the Russians started getting involved. And no, it wasn't Russia that did it. The Russians were trying to stop these people from doing what they're doing now. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do.
I don't either. I mean,
I don't think there is an answer. It's not our problem. How's that?
It's not.
Afghanistan is where the empires falls.
Where the what?
Empires falls.
Why do you say that?
Alexander the Great tried to conquer that. The British trying to conquer that. The Russians trying to conquer that. And now we are there. So
that was actually a brilliant fucking observation, Ray.
Yeah.
The Soviet Union broke apart over this fight, didn't they?
Yep.
It didn't help.
Holy shit.
The British
I think Ray just saw some shit. And yeah, the English, the UK saw their giant fracture trying to take over Afghanistan where they couldn't hold on to their empire anymore. It became nations then a kingdom.
Yeah.
Fuck. I think Ray's about a decade ahead of our fucking historians here.
Somebody said, I forgot who it was, but yeah, that's where empires go.
Where empires go to fall?
Yeah.
So, fucking turn it into a pane of glass. We don't even need a whole bunch of bombs to do that. Like, let's be real. We all know the United States likes to use small bombs when they can. But we all know we have a couple bombs that, like, we could drop 12 of them and wipe out Afghanistan, a giant fucking country. Now, if we actually want to wipe out an entire country like that, though, we need to speak to the Russians. They got some serious bombs.
I don't think anybody in our current form of government has the cojones to do that.
Well, Jesus Christ. You know. But let's be real. Who on the planet would do anything to stop us?
Nobody.
Yeah. The Russians are good. The Chinese be like, free opium.
Wouldn't the nuclear bombs kind of destroy the poppy fields, though?
Probably, but we wouldn't have to use we have fission bombs, not fusion bombs now, right?
Okay.
I'm sorry, we have fusion bombs, not fission bombs.
I don't know.
Hydrogen bombs, basically, instead of just nuclear bombs. It wouldn't necessarily radiate everything. It would just vaporize everything. You could still grow poppies there later. I pulled the tab off my cooler again.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But at least maybe I'm going to stop talking for a minute so you guys can say something besides me while I figure out how to get a beer.
He broke his cooler. We got a dilemma here, a serious dilemma.
Donate.
It's gonna be my first beer.
So I think this was your topic too, right here, school segregation.
Oh yeah, you guys hear about that in Atlanta?
Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't hear about it. Tell me about it.
So a lady called the principal, like, hey, I would like you to put my child with this teacher. And the principal is like, no, we cannot do that. Like, why not? It's because that's not one of the black classes. Like, what do you mean with that? Black classes. Like, oh, we got
we all the kids, the black kids are together, all the white kids are together. And she's like, yeah, you cannot do that. So the principal was segregating the kids by race.
Wow.
But yeah, there were six classes of all white kids and two classes of all black kids and stuff. And the principal was segregating kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put a complaint with the education
Department
of Education about this the violation of Title VI. Yeah.
So well, that's the to me that I mean we're trying to make it so people aren't as racist, but that seems to like do the opposite.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just like wow. And well, all this started with the fucking Harvard graduation a couple years ago.
You had a segregated graduation, yeah.
First beer right there.
The one that lasts for like 2 hours?
Huh?
Your beer for YouTube. Your YouTube beer. You just opened it.
I opened the one beer I can drink on a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's alcohol abuse.
But yeah, you know, just like we congrats back to like back in 1960. You know, and it's crazy how this is going on right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, a lot of this is, it's going to come down to the whole segregation thing is going to come down to whether you got your vaccine or not.
Well, let me bring it down. Let me bring it down to this. as much as I don't like quoting this guy, Steve Bannon.
No, you hear that from Tim Pool.
I was saying Steve Bannon's been on a lot of Tim Pool doing his live broadcast. Tim Pool does a live broadcast every night. And Steve Bannon's been on several times. And exactly, I listened to the thing recently where he brought it up, but Bannon said about a year ago that it's going to come down to when mothers see what their kids are learning in school. And it's going to start the fight. Because that's always what it's come down to is when mothers see what their children are being taught and being exposed to and then lose their shit. That's what actually caused the last French Revolution and the last Egyptian Revolution. Was mother said, you're telling my kids what and I have no say over it? Fuck you. And then their husbands pick up a damn rifle or a knife or a baseball bat. You know?
Yeah.
And this is actually something that made me think about this recently was a lot of my friends I have online anyway, online friends, you know, that's different than real life friends.
Yeah.
In Australia, they were saying how they like not having guns everywhere because, you know, only a pussy needs a gun. I was like, you say that until your wife's being raped and you wish she had a fucking pistol. You know what I mean?
Like right now, the soldiers have rounding up people.
Exactly. And I brought this up to an Australian friend of mine. He's like, I bet you wish you had a fucking rifle now, don't you? And he said yes, I wish I did, because this is not cool. The army should not be on my street keeping me in my house. Yep. And they shouldn't be.
No.
If the United States Army marched down my fucking street, the guards one thing. That's going to piss me off enough, but I'm going to accept it. But if the army marches down my street, I'm going to be the asshole shooting out my fucking window with a little tiny rifle. I'm going to be that guy saying the army shouldn't be here. I don't give a fuck. You don't have authority. Just like I brought up the fucking Third Amendment shit last week.
Right.
How this eviction moratorium is actually a violation of the Third Amendment because it's the United States government saying that we have to keep soldiers in your house because they're technically don't have to pay rent. And how many soldiers are in Virginia alone? That's including sailors that are renting homes that now don't have to pay rent because of an eviction moratorium. We're quartering soldiers. Mm-hmm. That's actually a good point. And that blows my mind because the Third Amendment's never once been used in a Supreme Court decision. It won't be this time either, because the government's not saying you have to keep soldiers. They just say you're not allowed to kick them out.
Right.
And that's what the Supreme Court's been doing lately, is jerking off and kicking the can down the road, saying, let's let someone else make the decision in 10 years. That was a hell of a rant, wasn't it?
Why is Connor Reeves going to be sued by Pfizer?
Ah, geez. I read this and I already forgot about it. I actually sent this one to the wife. Oh, he, here we go. We started with CBD and all this other shit. And he had a contract with Pfizer. And actually, he might be wrong. He might be wrong. Yeah. He had a contract with Pfizer for marketing CBD. Or not marketing CBD or something like that. And then he found a way to get to people way cheaper.
Oh, okay.
He's like, you can only pay 10% of what we were paying through these guys.
Yeah.
And Pfizer said, we had a contract. You were supposed to market for us.
Right.
And Keanu Reeves said, fuck you. Go ahead and sue me. I'm helping people. I like him. Actually, I like a lot of his movies too. Yeah. But that has nothing to do with me liking him. I like the fact that when I see him in photographs, he's never actually touching anyone. Have you noticed that? I'm sure you have, right?
Yeah.
I'm not getting fucking sued, right?
Unlike the president.
Yes! Who sniffs kids' hair and says, oh, when she crossed her legs day, she looked 19. Why did that not piss everyone off? Because all I could see was Mrs. Robinson when he said that. You know what I mean?
Granted,
Mrs. Robinson was like 40.
And what was his story about the pool, crackle pop, corn pop.
Oh, corn pop.
Corn pop.
Oh, was that the one he was going to drown with a chain?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. You know what? Hey, how's this? This is my official challenge. I challenge the president of the United States to a push-up competition. Because apparently that proves if you're fucking good, I guess, you know. I guarantee I can do more push-ups than the president of the United States, and I will be drunk, and I will do them with one hand. I've never tried doing one-handed push-ups while drunk, but I can usually switch hands and do at least six of them, you know what I mean? I don't think the president of the United States needs to do five push-ups. Let's be real.
No.
I don't think he knows what state he's in.
He's not in a state.
That's actually where I was going with that. I'm so glad that didn't happen. They were talking about trying to make D.C. a state for a while.
Oh, they're still trying.
Oh, yeah.
The whole point of D.C. was so that it was not a state, right?
Yeah.
That was the whole point.
But they know if they can make D.C. and Puerto Rico states, then they'll basically control the House of Representatives and the Senate in perpetuity. Forever, basically.
Why Puerto Rico?
Because they're very Democrat voting. They like their social services. They want more of it. So they'll vote Democrat.
That's because the taxpayer in Massachusetts, taxpayer in Maine, the taxpayer in Texas is handing giant wads of money to Puerto Rico when a hurricane happens, and they're leaving a fucking warehouse to get destroyed.
Because of corruption of the Democrat Party.
So let's give them more. Let's give them actual statehood to do more of that.
Well, the Democrats in the U.S. don't look at it like that. They look at it like more power for them in Congress.
Yeah, but you have the average person. Okay, your average Democrat doesn't see that. But the person in Congress. Nah, I was gonna say. Never mind. They're not looking long term. They're not thinking about their grandkids trying to do the same thing. It's going to collapse if you keep doing this shit.
Well, we went through this with the filibuster, you know. There used to be a filibuster for everything. You had to have 60 votes to do anything in the Senate. you know, and it keeps getting they made it 51% more and more and more.
That's what was kicked him in the balls with Trump and his Supreme Court picks, right? Was they made it a simple majority vote. And I was like, oh my God, he got three justices in. It's like, you passed the fucking law because you tried to push Merrick Garland in, who you still couldn't get into office.
No, he's attorney general now.
Well, that's because they didn't need any votes for that. What's worse is you point this out to people and they look at you like you're fucking crazy. Then you actually show them what happened. And some of them be like, oh my God, I had no idea. It's like, yeah, that's the problem is you have to pay attention to everything that happens. Yeah. Plus you don't see the chain of events.
Right.
It's like, exactly. Merrick Garland. Oh my God. I'm sorry. It just. Doing this show, dude, is making me want to cut myself. No, because I have to pay attention to what's happening. But I'm going to do it anyway. I am. I'm going to pay attention anyway. But just seeing this shit happen and watching people that I love say, you're a fucking idiot. And then 6 months later, agree with me and never apologize for calling me a fucking idiot or a Nazi, you know? They don't even realize that they switch sides. Like, no, things change. Like, no, they didn't. You just realized what's happening.
Yeah.
Like I said, my cousin, she doesn't listen to this fucking show, Danielle, put on Facebook that day, it's like, did anyone else notice the recent rise in grocery prices? I lost my shit, dude. She called me a Nazi when I brought this up. Literally called me a Nazi, and not just to my face, online so the entire world could see it. I was like, I cannot believe this shit. Huh?
You should take a snap pic and send it back to her. Remember when I told you about this?
Yeah, I don't need to start that fight. All right.
That's exactly what it'd be, a fight.
Exactly. It's like, who the fuck are you, basically, right? It just blew my mind. It's like, you called me a Nazi for saying this shit. And now you're saying, hey, did anyone else notice that, you know, groceries are going up? Like, oh, so it's finally affecting you because it's, you know, because you're not in industry or whatever, you know. What's even worse is her grocery price has been going up for a year. She just never noticed.
Yeah.
Balance your checkbooks, people. I know it sounds like we don't need to anymore because of modern tech, but you will notice the difference in what you're paying every month. More than just making sure, making sure that what you paid was what you said. But that's bullshit. No one checks that what you paid was what you said you were going to pay. No one checks their accounts anymore. They only check it to see how much more money they have.
Right.
Brian, you used to balance your checkbook, right?
Yep.
Ray?
No, I never did. I know I have to buy. I never cared for
it. I learned this in school, how to do this.
Yeah.
And I was balancing my checkbook. I still balance my checkbook. I've only written like 5 checks in the last 8 years.
Yeah.
But I still take my fucking receipts, you know, and make sure that what's in my account is still what it's supposed to be. And it's not even a making sure. It used to be to know how much money you had, right?
Yeah.
Now it's to make sure that I didn't get ripped off because someone charged me an extra $35. But your average person has no idea how to do that.
Nope.
Especially with checks. So you either take your canceled checks and compute, you know, calculate those, put that aside, and then take your uncanceled checks that are still floating and account for that. Then take your balance and subtract the both of add them together, subtract the both of them, then look at what your actual balance is and compare those and see if the, you know.
Yeah,
you know what exactly what I'm talking about, Brian.
People get upset with you, like, hurry up.
Yeah, well, most places, most people younger than us don't even have checks to write, so.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've only written, like, 8 checks in 6 years.
Actually, you've written more than that if you use online banking, but.
Well, that's a different kind of check, though. I'm not taking pictures of them all the time. But I know what you mean. but like actual physical checks.
Yeah.
I got a checkbook. I bought a whole checkbook, you know, and I still have the ones I got when I joined the fucking Navy from Navy Federal. Yeah, from Navy Federal, and I got the ones with the battleships on them.
There's a whole box of it, like goddamn.
Yeah, I got a whole box of them, exactly. I still have those. I feel
like an idiot
because you don't have the account anymore.
I have the account. I just
don't have any money in it.
Yeah, there's no money in that account.
I feel like an idiot because I ordered this checkbook. They're like, "Oh yeah, get your Chinese letter on. It's gonna be cool." Now I feel like a teenager every time I write a check.
Yeah, you feel like a dummy. I just want the blue one. Yeah. I remember going to the grocery store and writing a check, and they had to scan the thing like three times, you know, back and forth. You know what you're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Back and forth, and you had to go and sign it a second time. And you could write it for over the amount of your groceries to get cash back, too.
Yeah.
Wow, the world has changed. I am so old.
Oh, yeah, you're way old.
I'm almost 40, dude.
You all fart.
I'm a lot older than that.
Yeah. Holy crap, did we go through all the topics except for like a couple?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to go to the show me your papers before we move into the kitty thing.
I'm thinking about that as a show title.
Show me your papers?
Yeah.
Like that.
For the, you know, because we talked about the vaccine passports type of deal.
Well, show me your papers. I did not see that one coming. Cool, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, no, is it better? How about this? How about people that sell out their parents because they didn't get a corona vaccine get a gold star? That means they're protected. Let's make it a 6-pointed star.
In North Carolina, if you get your vaccine now, they give you $100.
Hmm. Oh my god! Well, I'm surprised they're still trying to do this persuasion thing, honestly, because a lot of places have already moved to. Like I said, the voluntary phase is over. That means there was no voluntary phase, right? Oh. So who wants to get this first? Now we get to decide who's an asshole that we can kill.
I mean, the DOD, the defense secretary just came out and said all DOD has to have it by September or apply for a religious exemption.
So how come the First Amendment applies here, but not my right to, medical privacy applies. What? Jesus Christ, there's actual. I don't think it's an amendment, but I think it's a HIPAA Act, right? But my First Amendment says I don't have to get a vaccine, but me just saying, fuck you, you have no right to know whether or not I've had a vaccine is not good enough.
Nope, not anymore.
So now I'm going to have to explain to you that I have some weird fucking disease, why I didn't get the vaccine. Now I have to just expose more of my medical record to you that I didn't think you needed to know.
Or a religious exemption.
Yeah. Well, the argument I keep coming into is people saying, oh, medical exemption is different. It's like, you're going to accept people saying medical exemption? Like, well, I want to know what it is. Now all of a sudden you're asking for my entire fucking medical record, you know? Oh, I can't get it because I have a Guillain-Barré syndrome, for example. And not me, I'm just saying in general. It's an actual thing. The drummer of Offspring got kicked out of the band for having this disease.
Goddamn.
Yeah, they won't let him go on tour.
Yeah, and he can't record in studio with them anymore. And this disease is caused as a child because you have an adverse reaction to your first vaccine. And you become allergic to vaccines. It's kind of rare.
I think he would be able to sue the band to get damages for doing that.
And how's that going to end besides saying, fuck everyone that I've been working with for 15 years? You know what I mean? Or I don't know how long it's been in the band, but that band's like 30 years old.
Yeah. You're as old as you are.
No, not as old as I am. I'm older than 30.
You said you're still in your 30s.
38. I said I'm almost 40. I'm going to be 39 this year.
Well, I already had my birthday, so I'm good.
Me too. My second one's coming.
Then you haven't had it yet.
So tell me about Paw Patrol. I saw something about this recently, actually, on Facebook, and I don't get my news from Facebook.
This is Ray's topic here.
Somebody was complaining like, Paw Patrol is a right wing fucking recruitment, you know. So don't take your kids to see Paw Patrol or something. The only reason they complain about it because they got a dog that's a cop on it. So they don't like cops and stuff. I thought it was just hilarious.
I think that's a good reason to take your kids to see the movie is because of that reason.
Right? I know.
I think the Republicans are being really dumb about cops right now. They're doing the counterattack thing. Like the Democrats said defund the police, so the Republicans saying, I love the fucking cops, while the police are arresting people. Basically for being Republican, but for saying I don't agree or shut the fuck up. Yeah. And it's been happening in New York. It's been happening in a lot of California. And it kind of blows my mind that, you know, these Republicans saying, so I support the blue, while the police are arresting the guy whose truck was destroyed by Antifa. You know? How many times have I said this, right?
Yeah.
Abolish the fucking police in any way we can and bring back the sheriff's department. How many times have I said this over the last year? Huh?
At least he's accountable to the people.
Yeah, exactly. Make him accountable to the people. The police commissioner, the police chief, whatever, doesn't actually answer the people. He answers to the elected person. And I know it sounds like it's the same thing, but it takes an extra 10 years to fire a fucking police chief or a commissioner than to re-elect a sheriff, you know, or elect a new sheriff.
I know.
Well, look at what the Democrats are doing. Fire a fucking police chief left or right.
I say fire them all. I keep saying it, though.
No, I'm saying you're saying it takes 10 years to change a police chief, but like, well, the Democrat can do it real quick.
Democrats put the shitty chiefs in.
Yeah. As long as they buy to what they want.
Is that a whole show?
No.
No, we got more? You sure?
We still got a couple more topics. We got a CRT topic and we got Britney Spears.
We do have Britney on here. We've been avoiding that actually on purpose, haven't we?
We just don't do it out of pop culture. So,
but it has become pretty serious. A lot of people have realized what's happening with this poor woman. Not that I'm a fan of hers. I'm really not. But apparently she's on forced birth control.
Huh.
Because of this conservatorship, whatever they call it. She didn't make her own money, and she was being forced on birth control because they said you're not allowed to have kids. But it was her father that signed this paperwork that made these decisions.
Right.
And every time she went on tour, she didn't make money. He did.
I thought he was just getting like a salary to be her conservator.
That's what I thought, too. That's why I kind of ignored it for a long time. Then I actually looked into it. He owned her.
Oh, wow.
And as terrible as it sounds, like, no, like a slave. Well, that's actually a song she did, wasn't it?
I don't know.
A slave for you. I'm not a big Britney fan, but let's be real. No one deserves to.
No, not at all.
And I'm just. Finally, her father said he's going to sign over or whatever, or stop.
Once somebody else is in place.
Oh, he's just replacing himself.
Yeah.
So at least he'll
step down once there's a new conservator in place.
Okay, so maybe he thinks she genuinely needs help, but him doing it is going to look bad. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just glad at least it's not him. Maybe, I don't know.
He wants the court to do an orderly transition. So he wants somebody else to put somebody else in charge. That way,
you know, I don't like this exists.
He can be the father and not like the boss, basically.
Oh, it's already too late for that, dude.
Yeah.
You've already blown that. Yeah, you've blown that. You burned that bridge. I don't know. I don't even know what to talk about with this, but
you know, what would be
crazy? She's a grown woman.
Yeah.
You know, okay. She got kids.
Hey, I mean, I understand people need to make their own choices and stuff like that. But what if, like, it would be funny, like, as soon as he stepped down, well, not funny, but ironically, it would be like, as soon as she stepped down, she just make horrible decisions. And after that, yeah. At least it's going to be her decision.
Well, that was actually why that happened, was because, like, when she went nuts and, like, shaved her head and everything.
No, but what if that's what caused the... was it before or after the conservatorship?
I don't know enough about Britney Spears' history, honestly. I just know that she's a grown woman. She's got to be at least 30, right?
She's over that.
She's almost 40, I bet. She's about my age, older than you. Maybe. I don't know. She's probably pretty damn close, though. Hey, I'm looking that shit up right now. But yeah, she's a grown adult, and who the fuck are you to tell her how to live her life? You have no fucking authority. I don't give a shit who you are, right?
Born in 1981.
Oh, she's one, or at least 11 months older than me.
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
39.
All right. Yeah. So, what's this next?
December. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Who put that on there? CRT.
What about it? Where is it?
Stay at home mom sued by the nation's largest teachers union after investigating CRT.
Yeah. Daily Wire. Okay. She's done a lot of FOIA requests. A lot.
Which is her right.
Yes, it is. But she's done hundreds, or at least over 100. But she's asking for specific stuff.
Which is all right.
Yes, it is. But what started this whole giant, I want to find out what the hell's going on, was her showing up and asking for curriculum. Right? Well, as a parent, I am going to ask the school I've enrolled my daughter into, I'm going to ask them for curriculum every year.
Okay.
Period.
Is that allowed?
Yes, it's your right as a parent. I want to know what she's going to be taught, you know, that whole thing. And this woman did the same thing. And then she said, hold on, what's this? And she did some digging and digging and digging. And she's being sued now for asking literally for asking questions and asking too many questions. And in particular to one particular guy that is directly attached to CRT. I don't think it is, but it might be the same guy that Ben Shapiro got into a giant fight with.
Well, I know that on the CRT topic, that this Loudoun County teacher that raised it up here in Virginia.
They're going to got in a fight.
Yep, she resigned.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the person that actually got into a fist fight.
No. She said, hey, you guys can make your decision about, you know, what you want to teach in schools, and I'm going to make my decision. And
did not do it.
Quit.
Yep. We didn't put that in the list. I'm surprised. I actually had that put aside. That was a whole big thing, too, actually. They made a big deal about that.
Yeah.
Are we really out of shit already?
Yeah.
Well, that's the quickest we've done. Well, that's not true at all.
Well, we're still almost 2 hours.
Yeah, I say we've definitely done longer than this.
I'll get Rob on the show next week.
Huh? I had fun with them. I really did.
We'll go till midnight.
I had a lot of fun with them. I was just he sounded like one of those guys who thought Trump was going to be magically put back into office because they discovered something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're still talking about that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You know that, right?
Yeah. We didn't talk about Lindell and his CNN interview.
Yeah, he's fucked.
What happened now?
Lindell's fucked.
What happened?
He's got no evidence. And he actually, remember he got sued by Dominion? And he said, good, now I get easier access to the proof?
Yeah.
His application to dismiss charges against him for defamation were dismissed. Why did he apply to dismiss charges if he was certain that he was going to prove them wrong in a court of law in front of everyone else? Maybe this is it. And Bannon was actually involved in this. Bannon said, show the fucking receipts.
Yeah.
Maybe he's waiting for it to show up in the courtroom. Like, we're going to blow this dude up. And maybe he's going to pull up a fucking spreadsheet. You know what I mean? Of all the proof. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt it.
Wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, because even his top cryptologist that quit said he's got nothing. He's like, we can't prove shit. I think Steve Bannon's boned. Not Steve Bannon. Mike Lindell's fucked. Mm. I think he put his faith in the wrong place. And even Trump said it like 8 months ago. We talked about this. How Trump's like, I think that guy's wrong.
Damn.
So let's since we've swerved into Trump, he hasn't been in a while. Let's do a poll here. Does Trump run again in 2024?
Still early to tell, man.
No. He's going to tacitly, but not officially, endorse DeSantis.
Well, I mean, it would either be Trump running with DeSantis as his VP, or DeSantis running it on his own. So
I don't think Trump wants to put his name on DeSantis because he thinks DeSantis. This is my opinion. I think DeSantis is a better opportunity to make a change in the direction than Trump did, because Trump was let's be real, man. A fucking billionaire shows that I can fix it. Just trust me. Just do what I say. Fuck you. You're stupid. You know? He was an obnoxious dick, and we all know it, right?
Yeah, but he was a hard dick.
No, oh, he's a hard dick. You like hard dick?
Hard dick. I mean, people voted for Trump for a reason. I mean, they voted for him because he wasn't a politician.
They voted for him because he was a change. Exactly. Yeah. He was different. And then they saw a billionaire who's been successful, and they thought maybe his business sense could fix what's going on. But they wouldn't let him do it, though.
No. Trump didn't realize how entrenched, you know, the politics are in politics.
That's the problem. I don't think that's what the problem is. It's not in the presidency. The problem is
in a lot lower down. It's
the Congress of the United States. It's the Congress of the United States. The Congress is supposed to be you and me, isn't it?
Well, the House of Representatives is.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes. Not the Senate. Yes. It's supposed to be you and me, the average American who goes to work every fucking day and has to live under the goddamn laws that were just passed. But now we have doctors and lawyers
that have already
retired.
You have speakers of the House that are 88 years old, and she has been in office for 45 of those years.
With an $80,000 refrigerator telling us how the fucking lockdown sucks. With her ice cream, $20 ice cream in it. Sorry. Nancy Pelosi pisses me off.
For adjusted for inflation?
We have not adjusted for inflation.
5.5%, they said?
Yeah.
I'm hoping the inflation stays up a little bit longer so I get a nice cola next year.
And then have it jump back down.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And it'll readjust, but you'll have the cola to basically the cola is going to adjust for the money you didn't make the year before.
Because I'm tired of getting 1% colas for my retirement money.
Yeah, well, you say that, but move to Massachusetts, you'll get a lot bigger cola, but it still won't be enough. You think I'm kidding, dude? You have no idea what it costs to do shit up here.
Oh, I've been there. I can imagine.
You've been here before, but what, yeah. Like 10 years ago?
More like 20.
Well, not 20 years ago. You came up here to see Sean's family.
At their wedding.
Yeah, that wasn't 20 years ago.
It was at least 15.
It might have been 15, honestly.
I've been retired for quite a while now.
Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ. This September's going to be 10 years for me married.
Nice.
I'm getting old, huh?
Yep.
I'm surprised my dick still works with all this beer and fucking pot.
Viagra.
Well, hey, the guys that make my vaccine make that too.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe my vaccine.
Go Pfizer, go!
Go Pfizer! I need a blue shot. Shoot that shit right in my scrub.
So, are we out of topics? Anybody got any last minute topics?
No, just breaking news of earthquake in Haiti this morning.
Oh, the earthquake in Haiti. Yeah, we could talk about that for a second.
I didn't hear anything about that. This is all new to me.
I just watch it.
Another fucking earthquake in Haiti?
And Haiti's already
underwater.
Well, Haiti and Dominican Republic are on the same island, but it's amazing the differences between the two countries.
Is there really, though?
A difference?
They're both a shithole. Yet.
Dominican Republic's doing a lot better. They have a better government in place.
Even the nature, you can see like where the Haiti and Dominican Republic split by the vegetation. It's crazy. One side is a lot greener than the other one.
All right. I missed half of that.
He said basically you can see in the vegetation a difference between the two countries. One side's a lot greener than the other.
Oh, just like going through the Suez.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Egypt. I might sound really dumb here. I hope I'm accurate. It's been a long time since I've been through the Suez Canal. A
couple years.
Yeah, a month or two. I remember looking over one side of the ship and seeing fucking forest, like plush, beautiful forest, which kind of surprised me. And then, and even crazy is you looked over the side of the ship and you saw sand and dirt on an aircraft carrier, right?
Uh-huh.
You know how big those things are.
Yeah, I was on one.
The same one as me.
Yep.
And I walked across the ship, across the flight deck. And I looked down and I saw sand, but I also saw a bunch of dudes on jeeps with fucking 50 cals pointed at the ship in Syria. And the Egyptians were waving at us and happy, and the Syrians had guns aimed at us. I was like, what the hell is going on? It's like, why aren't you guys friends? Like, you guys should be doing commerce, you know?
Right.
I don't know. We're trying to drag on, but I got a feeling we've done our show. 2 hours ain't bad, is it?
Nope.
Honestly, like we don't want to do 3 hours all the time. No one clicks on 3 hours, and you know it.
Nope.
Well, unless you've been watching the show listening to him for God knows how long.
Right.
For example, like
the No Agenda show.
No Agenda, like 3 hours. Like, okay, I know it's worth the time. You know, I'll listen to 2 hours. I'm not gonna listen to 3 hours unless I know it's worth my fucking effort.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ray, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
All right. I guess that's episode 51.
Yes, it is.
If anyone made it to the end of this episode, future ideas, you can actually find our show on any smart device by asking for the Jeffrey and Brian Show. we're considering making merchandise. Ray has made some stickers he's gonna do, and hey, by the way, I might be able to steal some artwork and print out some t-shirts really cheap with lobsters on them.
You like the lobster?
No, I don't at all. Like,
I don't understand it.
No, and I was big into oh my god, I can't remember Jordan Peterson for a long time. I still don't get the lobster reference. He shared an interview that was like 4 years old. It's like I watched this like 4 years ago, dude.
Well, that thing about the lobster is like people are like, oh, you compare human to lobster. Like, no, I'm telling you, the lobster has the same neurological structure the man and the humans, and the humans, the base, the society according to a hierarchy, you know, and neurologically you could see throughout all the animals throughout almost from the beginning of time, you know. And that's where the lobster came in. Everybody like, oh, you compare us to lobster? Like, no. You talk about neurologically, you know, physical, down to the basic science. We build a society through hierarchies, you know. And that's the lobster. That's why he always got a lobster shirt or lobster tie, stuff like that.
Brian, that makes sense to you?
Say what?
I asked Brian if that made sense, and he's like, "No, no, it did not."
That sure made sense to you.
I'm sure Jordan Peterson made more sense, and I'm not picking on Ray. No, Jordan Peterson's actually a very brilliant man, but he just recently had a very serious issue with drug abuse, and he was having a real issue with addiction.
That's what it was, the lobster concept.
Possibly. it was medication, but...
Doesn't matter. Drug abuse is drug abuse, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But he came out the other side of it. But I'm certain the article, the interview that Ray shared with us was something I watched like 4 years ago, right before he went nuts.
Okay.
When he told everyone, like, you're all fucking stupid. But anyway, I do got to go. I had a ton of fun tonight, actually. I'm excited to do this again. Maybe next week we can do live because we had no flaws tonight.
Well, I got to work on that because now that I made the group private,
yeah,
I can't send the Facebook Live feed to the group. I don't have permission anymore. I'm the admin. I still don't understand that, but I got to work on that.
Yeah, at least you could probably figure out how to send two of us a live link, right?
Well, I did post into the group the Zoom link, you know, and nobody joined, but.
All right. Well, we'll figure this out.
Yeah, right. I'll work on it.
Feel free to shoot me a message at any time in the week saying I want to talk, too. Okay. Ray, you too, buddy.
All right, man.
No, I'm honestly interested in changing anything in the show. Just because the Jeffrey and Brian show is a very long name and no one's gonna remember that bullshit.
Well, that's because they haven't listened enough.
That's true. Actually, it's not even that tough, but is it R-E-Y-E-R-Y? Is he some fucking French asshole with a G and an O?
We should change it to that.
And put a picture of a frog on it.
Next week's show will be on Friday night.
Right, we're doing Friday next week.
Yeah. Right now, I got to go to see a comedian here in town.
All right. Okay. That's cool, but this is enough notice. This is enough notice, but as much notice as possible would be great. Uh-huh. Because, well, I leave work early when we do it on Friday.
Right.
You know, to make sure we got whatever going on. I can see my kid and, you know, that whole thing, you know. And this is definitely enough notice, but as much notice as possible is always good.
Okay.
Anyway, that was episode 51 of the Jeffrey and Brian show.
I'm Brian.
I'm Jeffrey.
There will be frogs.
There will be frogs.